I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Spectacular costumes, outrageously gigantic hats. It follows Snow White around the world in search of her Prince Charming, meeting pop culture characters along the way like Adele, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, political figures, the San Francisco Giants, and more. You can get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. And the kids over at Beach Blanket Babylon have been nice enough to lend us their wonderful club, Fugazi. That's where it's performed. And we are going to do a live secret show there. Our Halloween secret show is happening Tuesday, October 31st from 11 to 1. We'll have some food there so you can have a little lunch, a cash bar. And we do mean cash. Like, you need to have cash. All kinds of door prizes. And, of course, the legendary costume contest. People go all out for this. You know, if you're just going to wear a costume for fun, that's totally fine. But if you think you're going to win this thing, you got to put some real effort into it. So listen all day today, every hour from 8:05 to 4:05 for your cue to call in and win. And this is your cue. Caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You have to be over 21, but you'll get two passes into the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show.
By the way, we are going to have the same chances next week.
Oh, we are?
Yes. Yeah,
so fantastic.
We'll do 8 to 4 next
week.
Oh,
good, good, good. The grand prize in the costume contest is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and 2 nights of lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. Plus, we've got a 40-inch HD smart TV and passes for Beach Blanket Babylon, passes for the San Francisco Dungeon. You want to be there. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Hooman is ready to go, and he'll take caller number 97.
The number you're calling now is also the number you can text. We get these throughout the show. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Hopefully I can catch Human before he goes to the phones.
I'm right here.
Human. A friend of mine in the academy said he has a screener for Olive. I could borrow it, but I want it if I wanted. But I would rather see the one with Dolly Parton in it.
Yeah, so wait. Thank you.
How much longer
are
we waiting? Oh, he's answering the phones.
There's a screener, though, that was put out by people in the Academy?
I don't know if it went. Oh, it did go to the Academy because he tried to get the song that Norman Lear's son wrote for it as a nominated.
For Best New or?
Best Music from a Soundtrack or something?
Like that, yeah.
The song's great, actually. It's over, like, the opening credits and over these really cool shots of a dude riding a motorcycle up through, like, you know, the hills in Sonoma. And it's a really cool song.
I would know.
Some screener copies must have gotten out there, Vinny, to get it nominated.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
I would like to borrow that, whoever you are.
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
Sure.
It'd be great. I'm in it, I hear.
Mm-hmm. We're both in it. We're in the radio in it.
707 says, have a great weekend, all.
Oh, thanks. I hope you have a great weekend, too.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Says 415. Found the pictures of Salad's mom on Instagram. Hot.
Yeah, my mom's a good-looking lady.
Love the hoops she always wears, and the young pictures of Belly are so freaking smoking.
There's young pictures of her?
Like mother, like daughter.
Mm. She was always the hottest one in the family.
Your mom was?
Yeah. My mom was pretty hot.
Well, she laid out naked for the neighborhood. That's pretty hot.
If only I had thought to do that, Vinny, I could have been the hottest one in the family.
Right.
We all had our own thing to offer.
Right. Medicare IDs are changing from Social Security numbers in 2018.
Oh, is that so?
I do medical billing for a living. Have a good weekend.
Mm.
Oh, man, medical billing.
Well, that's got to be a joy.
Well, it's just never done.
Mm-mm.
You just go for 8 hours through that.
Try to get as much money as you can.
And start over the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. 925 says, Bruce owns it, though. He's the first person to say that he's never had a real job. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
He's just got that, like that Christmas song. It's funny to me because he's been
Clarence,
rich.
Clarence, you've been practicing real hard on your saxophone?
His whole life he's been filthy rich.
And good for him.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not down on him for that. It's just that blue collar thing that
he
farms.
To the people.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, he doesn't seem to live in a golden palace. I'm sure he's got a lovely home, but, you know, he doesn't seem to be, you know, Trump styling out his bathrooms.
Well, he's smart enough to not let you see his Trump bathrooms.
Right. He shows you the barn that he's converted into livable quarters
right. On
his property. Yeah, this is where I hang out all day. Glory days. Yeah, they will pass you
from
by.
From the street, it's a picture of a normal house. Right. And behind that is his mansion.
With like turrets and crenellated tops where his archers can defend from the moat. It's going around with gators in it. Good times.
Sarah, Halo Top pumpkin pie is the best. Doesn't even taste diet.
Oh, and how many calories in that pint?
It doesn't say. How am I supposed to know that answer?
I don't know. I just thought maybe they included
Where
it.
Did this Halo, how'd it get into your life?
It just, I saw it as I was looking for something ice creamy but not super fattening in the ice cream freezer section. And I saw these. I'm like, what's that? What? Because it says in huge numbers right on the front how many calories in the whole pint. And I was like, that is marketing right there.
I
can eat that whole episode. I was like, I'm trying it.
You and John on a mission together, or were you alone?
I think I might have bought it alone the first time.
All right.
And then I said, I'm going to try the strawberry.
So you just, there's Sarah standing in the ice cream
Considering.
Section reading the containers.
Sure. Well, and I could read it without my glasses on too, which is always helpful. So 240 in big numbers. Like the whole pint, really? This deserves a closer look. Let's take a look at this.
Let me pull those glasses out now.
Read the back.
Avocados are healthy fats. People need to stop screwing with and ruining our food, says 925.
Yeah, but they're still fats, you know. They're so good. A lot of calories in guacamole.
Sometimes I'll go to Whole Foods and get a container of the fresh guacamole they make there.
Yeah.
And eat that for lunch.
With like chips?
Yeah. There's my lunch.
Can't argue with it.
So good.
Delicious. My dad does not like avocado. It's such a strange thing to know.
Vaughn doesn't like avocado.
To know someone who doesn't like it.
Vaughn doesn't like avocado?
Yeah, Vaughn doesn't like avocado.
It's like eating a stick of butter. Delicious.
Well.
I'm kidding. Eating a stick of butter does not sound delicious. Unless it's mixed into my food. Put it in my mouth.
Why do you always say that?
I am hungry. All the time.
650 says, machetes equal weed harvest.
Oh. I was thinking sugar cane. Oh. Like that you would be cutting sugar cane.
Yeah.
The characters that were walking past me on that trail were, maybe it was weed.
Closer to a weed harvest.
But they were derelicts.
Yeah.
They were not people that were, I don't think they were supposed to be out there.
Yeah,
or have a machete.
Found
or
it
have
on a the machete. Side of the road.
I don't know.
People are always throwing those out their windows, you know.
But it looked like trouble as I was walking up. Oh. I happen to have contacts in because I wear those now when I surf.
Yeah.
So I could actually see them far away.
God, what a change that's been for you. It's
great. Oh, yeah.
Can't see a foot in front of you, but who needs to?
I can't read with them in, so there's no way I could wear them here, but it would actually be nice to see people in the hallway and know who I'm waving to.
Right.
Could you have those on and then put readers on and be able to see your paper?
Yeah, that's
and then
too much. It's too,
I don't know. You'd be able to see everything.
He'd have to take them on.
It's just such
that's
a,
what I do all morning.
I know.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What?
Yeah.
I've made a rule of just waving to anything that looks human.
Right.
However.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey, it's me, your nemesis. Thanks for the wave.
Exactly, as I ignore you.
Oh, man. She's got a nemesis in the building.
You have a nemesis in the building?
I think we all do.
I do?
Oh, don't play. Yes.
He's in L.A.
Yeah, I don't.
Pretending he's in this building.
And I don't even care if
he's
here
sometimes.
I don't give that guy two thoughts a month.
That's not my nemesis.
No, except when he walks by.
No, I'm super friendly. Hey, how you doing, bud?
You wish.
You should get a show.
He's your bit. He's those two people, from what I hear, and it's just what we get texted. They listen to us all the time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Try having your own show. Worked for us.
Let's see here. I think it's about the water breaking picture.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that all sounds right.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't take a picture of that if you were.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. We just forgot. My water, unfortunately, broke on my favorite computer chair.
Oh.
But by the time I got back from the hospital, it was dry. So I was like, oh, well. Kept it for a few more years.
562 says, Dodgers are going to the World Series. They are, though.
Yeah. Poor Cubs.
We're waiting on the Astros and Yankees.
Be nice if Houston won this year. Actually, after everything they've been through this year. Man, America's been through it this year.
415 says, I agree with Vinny. No one poops on the first date.
Well, you try not to. But if you have to, No one wants to. No one's planning for that. How wonderful for you that you've got ironclad bowels and clamp down. Jesus. Oh, 510 says, avocado's disgusting.
Oh.
That's ridiculous, 510. You're just trying to be controversial.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Way to take a stand.
I'm with Sarah and Yuzi. Just this week, I had to miss the first 15 minutes of a meeting because I had to go. Yeah. Something I ate disagreed with me. The other option was just too messy. Well, there's no other option. You can't just, you know. You can't go in the meeting, that's for sure.
Well, and listen, I mean, and speaking of getting sick, I'm not going to say where this happened, but one time in band camp, there were a couple people on this show who had eaten something that did not agree with them the night before. And I'll tell you, you have never had sweat running down your face as you're on the air going, this might happen right now on the air.
What'd you eat?
Just some, we think that we narrowed it down to something that was on the raw vegetable plate that only the people who were sick that morning.
Oh, where were we?
I know, but I was on
the show at this point.
Oh, yeah. This was not that long ago.
Right.
Where every time the mics would go off, I would stand up and book it to the restaurant and pray that listeners wouldn't come in behind me because I was like, there's nothing I can do.
It was a long time ago.
This is happening.
I remember it now. I won't say.
Don't say.
But I do remember.
But man, that was, I'm telling you, those were poo emergencies like I haven't had since I was like a kid and was sick, you know?
I
was like, you got to be, and I'm telling you, it was happening every hour, like to the point where I'm like, oh my, I mean, there was sweat coming down my face, like, oh my God, this break can't be over fast enough. I can't run to the bathroom fast enough after this. And I was so fast that of course I outdistanced the listeners. I would have run to my room if I could have. It was too far. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So sometimes you can't help it.
I didn't eat with you guys that
you
night.
You ate in the same places, but you clearly didn't have the same thing as us.
Right.
But the only the people who ate this one particular thing off the raw vegetable tray got this.
415 says, please stop talking like 9-year-olds. Please.
Oh, we can't. We try.
408 says, I hear you, Vinny. Only at home for me.
Yeah, if, whenever possible. Yeah. Nobody wants to. We all want to be home and alone and have time and just relax.
Look, I didn't want to really sit here and get into it, but a date is a 2-hour window of your whole day.
No.
You can clear yourself
sometimes
before you meet someone for dinner.
You're
going to meet at 6, you'll be out till 9, and you're done with a first date.
No. You can't control everything, Vinny.
Sarah, your mom is pretty awesome, except for the whole Trump thing.
I know.
The weird thing is she's still for him. I get you got duped into voting for the guy because you're a Republican and you figured.
I think some people are just healing in, you know? They just can't seem to go, all right.
Didn't work out.
What's that chick's name? Ann Coulter. Even she was like, is there anyone who thinks this guy shouldn't be impeached right now?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that story.
And that was a few weeks ago, actually. Maybe she's come back around, you know. She does toe the line.
707. Oh, please, Vinny. The Raiders had that game handed to them on a silver platter. One that was covered in zebra stripes.
Really?
Some of the worst calls or non-calls I've ever seen.
Sounded like they got a couple TDs taken away from them.
Yeah, they did. Two TDs taken away there at the end, and they still scored on your Chiefs. 408. Chiefs fan.
Poomergency.
Sarah, what's up with the me and John stuff? John and I, ugh.
Just
surprises me that you say this so frequently. Call me nitpicky. Go ahead.
It is. I mean, it's fine. It's true that I say me and John all the time. Just flies out of my mouth that way. I think of us as kind of one person named me and John.
And no one else in the whole world cares except
nah,
you.
Nah, people care.
Do
there's grammar people out there.
Is that your mom writing
it again? Maybe. I'll try and say John and I. What annoys me is when people will say, you know, John and I, when it's clearly John and me. But I don't know why I bother, because I say me and John all the time. So where do I get off being upset?
Where do you get off?
You've contradicted yourself seven times in one sentence. I don't know how you did that.
Well, sometimes it's not appropriate to say John and I. She gave it to me. She gave it to John and me.
Oh, you know, a lot of people notice, but this is what I like to do, but where do I get off?
Right, why should I do that when I say John and me?
My mom.
Me and John. Whatever. My mom, her big thing is fewer and less. Like, it's fewer people, less money. Like, it's you wouldn't have, I don't know, you can't say less people, I think, is what it comes down to.
Well, that's crystal clear to me. How about you guys?
Must be hard to be heard.
You can't
say.
Who the hell cares?
The grammar Nazis care.
Flat-tiring people all around the nation, wherever you are in the grocery store. Oh, psh. Nice language. Way to be.
Yeah, it's
loser.
Fewer people, not less people.
What's wrong with you? You work the check stand at Ralph's. Get with the program.
Me and my groceries are getting out of here.
I just listened to the podcast movie review from yesterday and loved it.
People loved yesterday's movie review, Hooman. Good job picking Scott.
Well, let's give Yuzet all the credit for that. She's the one that decides
she forced
partner.
I forced him, uh-huh. Yeah.
Good job, Yuzet.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I just love how everything comes, you know, off the top of Scott's head. Just, blah, comes all out. It's funny.
Oh.
In a good way.
My guess is Kate Del Castillo was a little more aware of how dangerous it was. She is Mexican, after all. Interesting how she's not too worried. She obviously feels somewhat protected. Don't know how much Sean Penn knew about El Chapo, but obviously not enough since he's scared now.
Yeah.
I have to believe he did know, though, but...
Yeah, he's not a dumb guy.
No.
He's pretty worldly.
He must not have seen the possibility that even a simple rumor out there that he'd ratted on them would be enough to cause him trouble.
Right.
I mean, that's called playing with fire.
There's an El Chapo 3-part documentary. I actually think it's a day in the life of this Kate Del Castillo lady, but it's about this El Chapo interview that they did for Rolling Stone a couple years ago, and there are insinuations from people who get interviewed in it that that our guy, Sean Penn, knew. He knew where he was going, and he tipped off the American government, because apparently the Mexican government came in 12 hours after they had done the interview, and they said that was fishy, and I guess these people are, and now he's scared, and I think legitimately so. Like, I'm scared for him.
Well, who knows, too? It could be any, so, you know, my brother one time goes, I'm not carrying that phone around. The GPS means the government can follow me, and I'm looking at him like, are you too stupid to realize no one would follow you anywhere, ever?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
In a million years, no one cares where you're going. But if you're Sean Penn and you're carrying around your phone says where you are, and the U.S. government knows you're going to see El Chapo, what is it, the NSA? I mean, they are listening to every single... They can absolutely follow. So if he, you know, he may even unbeknownst to him be like, yeah, I'm carrying
right
my
there.
Phone, and boom.
There's...
Now they know.
Yeah.
Whoops. Seems like you guys didn't talk about Survivor this week. Didn't find the episode good?
No, we liked it.
It was really good.
It was a really excellent twist at the end. Like, they're really finding ways to keep it fresh. There was a lot going on, I guess. We did talk about it.
I love the way that kid stirred it up, and then it just S-fanned right on him. And then somehow he still survived.
Yep, he still managed to have things go his way.
He's a survivor.
What's his name?
The guy who got S-fan all over him.
Is his name Tony?
I don't remember, but
kinda reminds me of Tony from a couple episodes ago. A couple series ago.
Yeah.
Seasons.
I'm not into him, though.
Yeah, no, he's a jerk.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love that he got caught, though, lying to that one kid.
Uh-huh.
But he survived it.
Yes, he did.
So
I thought that was a pretty bold lie. I'm like, well, that'll get found out before the end of this episode. Yeah, Survivor's great. We love it. We try not to torture our workmates with it.
I think it would be nice to have
it. Listen to it.
Well, not without flat tiring us through most of the thing. Like,
I've never done that.
Why do you guys like that shit?
Look at my eyes rolling away.
I've never done that.
God, are they still talking about this?
I keep waiting for you guys to talk about the local chick Rourke.
She hasn't really done much yet. Yeah. You saw her, though, this episode. Quiet. You started to see her a little bit more as they switched up the tribes.
But that's the way it's been for, I can't think of that hot black girl was also flying under the radar until that episode. I don't know her name, but she's smoking hot.
Right, she's beautiful. I hadn't seen one thing about her.
Was laying low until that guy called her name out, and then there she is, like all, ooh.
Right.
Dude,
you just threw me. I was flying completely under the radar. Now I'm completely under the bus.
Right.
Desiree?
Oh, that could be it. Yep.
I think it would be nice to have an extra long Friday montage today, as this could be Bryn's last for a while.
Oh.
Everyone should get up and dance. That means
you
too, Vinny.
Don't worry. We've got some plans.
I'll be watching on the looking glass.
We didn't do it today, and we didn't do it last week. It just hasn't felt like, you know.
I have a doctor's note. I can't dance.
Yeah, no, we get it. But yeah, it just hasn't felt like the time to do it. One more. We'll wrap it up.
If you think a guy with a machete is bad, I once saw a guy on a freeway off-ramp carrying a chainsaw.
Oh.
You win.
You do win. I'm much more afraid of a chainsaw than a machete.
Absolutely.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Sarah, will you please reconsider Facebook Living the show tonight?
I really prefer to just go to a party and drunkenly perform and not have to worry that I'm going to be looked at and laughed at later. I mean, I get laughed at enough. I don't want to. I'm sorry,
so
Vinny.
Is the answer to the question you will not reconsider?
I won't. I can't stop Hooman if he does show up. I mean, what am I going to do? Jump off stage and wrestle him to the ground and get his phone away? Like,
that would be awesome.
I can't stop him, but I prefer that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'd love to see that,
remind
actually.
Him again.
Hooman, don't Facebook Live tonight. He said he might not come anyway.
He sounds
exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much partying.
Yeah, that guy just goes too hard on the week. And then on Friday night, the night everyone's like, yeah, let's go. He's like, yeah, let's go to bed.
I'm going to go to the station and use their internet.
Because right. I don't have that at my house.
Right.
All right, well, listen, I am planning on rocking out hard tonight.
Well, have fun.
Thank you very much.
Sarah. I wish we could all be there.
I wish you could, too. That would actually be really fun.
I'll be in my bed.
Okay. I'll be thinking of you guys. I'm gulping.
Right.
Water,
lucky.
Of course.
Have a good one, everyone. And hey, you know what? If I could real quick, we've probably said it before, and we probably should say it more often. You know, we've talked about everyone in the North Bay and how much you guys have been through. We probably haven't mentioned thank you enough to the first responders who've been working nonstop to put out the fires, and the police and the firemen and their families who've all been affected, as well as they've been up there in the front lines. So thank you to those guys.
Beautiful signs on the sides of the roads is that they're showing on the news, just like people who randomly are putting up huge thank you first responders, thank you firefighters. It's really them that's stopping it, that has it almost contained now.
Right.
In fact, I said I think the last thing I read said one fire is contained completely, and they're working on the others.
Oh,
but
that's good.
You know that they're the first to get bad raps when they do something wrong. But yep. Look at all of them out there doing a lot of good. So thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.